Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 138 of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography. Well, a few podcast episodes ago, we talked about digital storytelling, and we talked about the mechanisms of digital storytelling, and you know, I don't know if you can go very far in the photo world without reading about the importance of story for editorial images and for a wide variety of photography that's being practiced today. Storytelling becomes really important. And the idea of story, I think, is important because it helps transcend the sort of one-hit wonder photograph. And what we end up with when we tell a story is something that engages our viewers in more complete ways and allows them to enter our photographs in much deeper ways than we otherwise might be able to. So I've emphasized with my students in my classrooms and also students in my workshops the idea of story, telling a story with pictures, and combining several pictures ending up with a more complex and interesting story than what you can make with just one or two pictures. And we've all known great storytellers, and typically a good storyteller understands how to make a story both personal and universal at the same time, telling a story that seems to be about them, but also touches on concepts that are universally interesting to everyone who's interesting. And good storytellers also tend to understand that a well-told story typically follows a structure that helps people understand what's going on. Usually this structure follows the idea of a beginning, a middle, and an end. And one of the things that I've noticed with students over the last few years, and certainly also noticed it with myself, is that it's much easier to make photographs with story in mind than it is to try to impose story on pictures after they've been made. So if you go out into the field to make photographs, or if you're working in the studio making photographs, it's much easier to impose the idea of story on something that you're making as you're thinking about those things of beginning, middle, and end. So kind of follow along here with the idea of introduction, situation, main character, detail, setting the hook, tension, consequence, and conclusion, those discrete elements of story. So introduction, oftentimes done with an establishing shot or a picture that sort of tells us where we are. So where are we? What's the emotional tone? Introduction images can be less specific, a glimpse into what's about to happen and where it will occur. So they can be very general pictures, perhaps a broad, wide-angle landscape view if your story is about a place, or where the person is if the story is about a person. So then the next piece would be situation. What's happening? What is the current state of things? Oftentimes these are images of the surroundings, something that contextualizes that introduction or establishing shot. And then we have to introduce the main character or characters. Who or what is the story about? These next images give us a chance to see the characters we're supposed to be following. So character introduction is sort of the next piece of the storyline. And then details. What's special or interesting about the main characters? And what particular things do we need to know about that character? Now, again, you know, based on our sort of scholastic background, we think of characters as people, but the characters could be buildings, they could be cars, they could be, gosh, only your imagination and your subject matter will tell you what the characters are. So don't think of the characters necessarily as being individuals, but rather think of the characters as being potentially anything that is the main subject of your story. And then a good story, after introducing the characters and introducing the location, a good story sets the hook. Why should we care about this character and its story? These photographs pull us in and provide us a way to be interested in the story. And then tension. All good stories, I think, have tension. These images provide that visual tension for your story. They don't have to be pictures of dramatic personal tension, but you can offer compositional tension instead. And in fact, we've spent some time in past episodes of Camera Position talking about the tension that can come from compositions that are a little bit on edge, a little bit different from what we would particularly think of as a good composition, but something that kind of gives us a little bit of a pause in that photograph. And then consequence. What happened? How did the tension get resolved? This is that concluding note that allows us to know that things are as we expect or want them to be. And then conclusion, which is similar to the introduction in tone and idea. The conclusion gives us a final note that finishes our story. It is the end of the story. So those elements of telling a story with pictures, introduction, situation, main character, details, setting the hook, tension, consequence, and conclusion. If you go into the field thinking about those as the things that will make up your story, you will have a much easier time of creating a story. Whether that story is something set to video and sequentialized in that way with sound, or whether it's simply a sequence of images that you print and display in that particular way, or display on a website in a particular order. That set of pictures that are telling a story together can be a lot stronger if what you do is think about them as you're making them and think about, oh, this could be my establishing shot. This could be my main character. This could be the way in which I set the hook by telling the viewer about something that's interesting about this character. So begin to think about the notion of telling a story with pictures. It's certainly what I'll be working with my students with as I continue to teach photography. And I'd be interested in seeing the stories that you all come up with. Post links to them on the Camera Position Facebook page, and we'll see what we can find out about telling stories with pictures. And in fact, I'll sort of expand on this idea in the next episode of Camera Position with a bit more detail about storytelling and photography. And so until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the next episode of Camera Position, the podcast about the creative side of photography.